What about taking physical action? Now that you've done so much work in the non-physical realm, perhaps you're wondering whether to continue working toward your goal in the physical world. Some teachers insist that there's no need to do any physical work once you've set your intention, as long as you control your thoughts. There's even a popular notion that if you do physical work toward the goal, you're undermining the non-physical efforts you've made. You're telling yourself and spirit that you don't trust it, and you're interfering with the universe's ability to deliver it to you. But it all depends on where you're coming from. The key is to notice the attitude with which you're approaching these actions. If you trust, if you're able to let go, if you're living it and you feel willing and positive about receiving, even if you're not there 100% of the time, you're not going to impede the process. But if you're taking action because you don't trust the process, you feel you need to do more and you want to control it, then you might be getting in your own way. The important thing is that such an attitude highlights a need to let go of the fear of not achieving your goal. Trust. Relax. Accept. Be patient. Get out of the way and receive. As long as you continue to bring yourself back to receiving and trusting, there are plenty of good reasons to take action in the physical realm toward your goal. 1. You increased the magnetism of the next evolution of you. As you put yourself out into the world, it's like waving a magnet around. You're giving a tug to the fabric of space-time and bending it in your direction. Or in more mundane terms, doing your physical work brings you in contact with people and resources that may be integral to your purpose and goals. 2. Putting yourself in the world gives spirit avenues through which to bring you what you've asked for, structures through which to deliver blessings to you. 3. The physical and non-physical worlds, like your body and your mind, are completely intertwined. You wouldn't operate in one world to the exclusion of the other any more than you would try to live entirely through your body to the exclusion of your mind, or vice versa. If there are necessary steps to be taken in the physical world, take those steps. If you want to become a banana farmer, it's reasonable to look for land in a tropical place and buy a few cans of monkey repellent. 4. Sometimes spirit parts the waters for you, but you still have to walk through. Just because you put it out there for spirit to take care of doesn't mean its manifestation can't take place through you and your physical efforts. If you put an intention out to the universe that you wanted to receive $1 million, and then you started a business, worked hard, and made $1 million, you could conclude, that intention setting really worked well. Or you could conclude, that intention setting was worthless, I just ended up doing it all myself. 5. Few people truly believe they can bring something into their life through intention alone. Staying busy, in a balanced way, can be beneficial if you use it to settle down that doubtful part of your mind. Taking measurable action quells the urge to manipulate, and in the meantime, it gives you something to focus on instead of scrutinizing the process. Sometimes, if you throw your mind a bone, it stops choking the process. Finally, your work is connected to your purpose, to serve. We believe there's value in doing work in the physical world, work that connects you to the creatures you share the planet with, work that's purposeful and efficient, work that's balanced with the rest of your life. Khalil Gibran wrote, "You work that you may keep pace with the earth and the soul of the earth. For to be idle is to become a stranger unto the seasons, and to step out of life's procession that marches in majesty and proud submission toward the infinite." Doing the work that's an expression of your values, gifts, and purpose is a profoundly empowering form of action. It's the work you're here to do. It aligns you with spirit in a way that you can feel, and this makes you more effective at attaining whatever you intend. Talking about spirituality is tricky. Everyone experiences it in their own way. Feathers are easily ruffled, and ultimately it's impossible to truly express spirit through words. But there would have been a gaping hole in this book without this chapter. Despite its ability to elude the mind, This divine space represents a constancy that has a way of holding us, even when the bottom drops out of life. So we urge you, once more, to make a place for it in your life. You get to choose the terms